So, Jay, we were talking about this offense, and we were talking about the defense. We're talking about the needs for this team, and I don't know. You and I have gotten into this because this came up during the Amari Cooper thing, but we had somebody in the break tweeted us. It was Cookie Monster. I don't think that's his legal name. I'll be honest with you. This might be a pseudonym. Saying, honestly, Nick, with this team we have on the field, can't get it together this year for a playoff run. The window is shut. It's time to sell for draft assets. Let the rebuild begin, and I'd let Andrew Berry be the guy to lead it. I know that this is a valid line of thinking, and that certain Browns fans... Actually, I think certain Browns fans might have written this team off before the season started, and so I think this is just confirmation bias. I know they crapped the bed against the easiest part of the schedule. I do. This, to me, is when we find out how good of a coach Kevin Stefanski is. Kevin has always started fast, right? He always has. This is the first time he's really, really, they've duked the bed with him as coach. So, respectfully... Hell no. I hate that mentality, man. Like, we are four games in. Figure it out. You got talent. This. I think it's delusional to think we were wrong that they're talented last year. No. They might, listen, might they have been a little over with what they should have been last year? Okay. But they're still a competitive team, whether they're a Super Bowl contender or not. Deshaun determines whether they're a Super Bowl contender. Their floor is determined by 52 other dudes. They need to do their job. And Deshaun needs to do his too. But this idea of, just sell, we shouldn't be talking about adding. I'm going to be like the fat violinist on the Titanic. I will be the last guy. Like, we're going to be buyers until I am knee deep and shark bait. All right? Until, like, I will be the fat lady. When I'm the fat lady, when I'm singing, then it's over.
Well, and I kind of relate this to the baseball side when you have injuries. So let's say a pitcher has Tommy John, he's coming back, or a pitcher has been hurt, offensive player has been hurt. When you look at this team right now in the Cleveland Browns, you have one of the best running backs in the NFL in Nick Chubb. He's on the practice field. We don't know what he's going to be, right? The unfortunate part, two major knee surgeries coming off of that. Does he have his step back? So I look at that as a trade piece right there, where he's coming in, and instead of going out and trying to get somebody else, there's your piece right there offensively.
So it's funny you say that, because that guy in Cleveland tweeted at us saying, well, our offense is already in a bad spot. It only makes sense to not have our defense there as well. Let's go get some help for offense. All the money's on the offense. You've got the $30 million, $40 million quarterback. You've got a $12 million running back. You've got a $25 million wide receiver. You've got a top five tight end in money. You've got, you got guards making, $35 million combined this year? You got tackles. I mean, Jack Conklin's making serious cheddar. Jed Wills on the fifth-year option, fully guaranteed money. They've spent the money. You can't get any more money on the offense, and it is wildly disproportionate. On the defense, yes, you've got a lot of guys who are making some money, but mostly you got guys whose money haven't kicked in yet. And the problem is you're piecemealing. Like, again, follow money. The money's always the teller in football. When it looks at, they got a bunch of dudes on that defense on one-year deals. That, like, almost everybody on the offense, like Deshaun's got another 2 years after this, right? Amari's the one guy, but Judy, four-year deal, right? David Njoku, I think he's got three more years. Mm-hmm. Like, the guards have more money in the future. Even Jack Conklin, more money in the future. Posick, more money in the future. So the money's there. You've already spent the money on the offense. It's figure it the hell out.
Well, when you look at the defensive side, too, so you bring up, you know, the options of a lot of those guys have one-year contracts. They're playing for their food. They're playing for their lives right now. So you would expect the defense to be stronger than what it currently is after watching what they did last year. I'm not going to sell at all right now. Yes, they're 1-3, and it doesn't look bleak or good for them right now. It looks very bleak. You're going into a game this Sunday where we talked about it earlier yesterday that it could be a possible must-win, but I'm not going to put it on them as a must-win. Go play your positions. Play hard and see the outcome when it's all said and done.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think Coach Nick is coming out. I would be the softest coach in the world. I am such a B. I am. I'd be like, you guys feel good? You're hydrated? I'd be like Matt Foley. But here's the thing. I hope every defender on that team is listening, because this is not set out of dislike. It's actually set out of love. I want last year to be the real. I want last year where you were punishing. You weren't necessarily the most consistent, but where you went out there and you inserted. We almost became a very different, no longer Coach Nick. It is raunchy Nick.
Late night Nick.
It is, nope, we're not going which Nick that is. Don't worry about that Nick, all right? Socks on, everybody. Now, that being said.
Socks on.
Yeah, more traction.
Okay.
That being said, I'm just going to look at this and say, I love these guys on defense. I don't doubt that they're good dudes. I am sick of watching this team give up touchdowns to slap-ass quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels is not a slap-ass. But you know what? Right now, in front of everybody and God, defense, every one of you, you're on fraud alert. That's where you guys are. You are on fraud alert because you've been dusted. And I don't give a damn. Oh, they only gave up 20 points to Gardner Minshew. The second best weapon, that kid is fast as hell, the kid from CVCA. Fast as hell. Don't care. He's not Devontae Adams. He cooked your ass, right? You made Malik Nabers look like the good Lord himself come down off high to catch a couple tutties because you were like, let's give him 15-yard cushion. So it's so funny because every week we're out here, Deshaun with this and blah, 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 blah. And those are valid questions. I'm on fraud alert. Show me you're not fraudulent. Because if you play the way that you play against Washington, the way you did against the Raiders and the Giants, you're losing by 30 touchdowns. 30 touchdowns, that's not. You're losing by.
You could be losing by 30 touchdowns.
You're losing by three tutties. So get your head out of your ass, play together, talk to each other, and figure it out. Like, I'm so done with this narrative that, well, the offense is hanging them out. The offense isn't missing tackles. The offense isn't forcing you to have the softest cushion and coverage in the damn NFL because you're afraid of getting beat over the top. The NFL, it's not talking about missed tackles or missed assignments. No, no, no. This is on the defense. So, like, that's where I am. Like, I always thought the offense was going to be a work in progress. I have some modicum of patience, even though some days it's tough to watch. But with the defense, I'm on fraud alert. Show me that I shouldn't be getting a text from PNC about fraud, a fraud alert from PNC on the Browns defense this weekend.
Well, we look at this always. You go into the playoffs, you try to win a Super Bowl, what does it come down to? Defense, defense, defense can stop any elite offense. That's what I'm looking at too.
Well, and that's the calling card of where you were. Like we focus on Deshaun because there's 230 million reasons.
Yeah.
And listen, there's egg on your face. There's egg on your face with Deshaun until you wipe it off or until the pieces come together and he actually plays like a $230 million man. I think we're close, but that's in a think. It's not an I know. But with the defense, I've seen it. I've seen you do it. And now I see a defense beating their chest. In this game, it's so funny. Listen, I respect the hell out of Jaden Daniels. Because it is so hard to be a rookie quarterback and come in and be this good, even for four games. Do not care. I don't care who the quarterback. Because if you can't dust a rookie, what are we doing sending out there 2 weeks later against Joe Burrow? Are you going to be the get-right game for Jalen Hurts? Are you going to be the get-right game for Justin Herbert, where they finally throw more than 35 passes in a game? Like, that's, you know, to me this weekend, it's like it's a prove-it game. Like, prove it to me. Like, locate your stones, make sure you still have them, make sure these dogs ain't been neutered, and do the damn thing. That's to me, like, that's where I'm fired up about this weekend. Like, show me what you got. Because right now, through four games, I think you were on the train to getting to downtown Pound Town, and you're the one getting pounded, not doing it.
Or maybe getting neutered.
I don't like that. That would be bad.
Right?
Yeah, not for him. Like, do you see this as a prove-it game, though?
I do. I think this is one of those big moments, you know, in the season when it could go either way. You go out, you prove yourself defensively, you have the offense step up a little bit, maybe get a little bit of a running game going, but defensively, if you can shut down, and I'm not going to call Jaden Daniels an elite quarterback yet, he's shown four games, he's looked very nice. You know, he stays in the pocket, gets rid of the football quickly. The biggest key now is how quickly can that defensive line get in and cause havoc? That's going to be the key. And then on top of that, can your corners do their job? Can they not be soft?
Well, and this is, I mean, this has periodically been a problem, even going back to that last year of Joe Woods, where like they're playing like Atlanta's like fifth string running back, and the guy went off for like 150 yards against you and multiple touchdowns, and you lost an inexcusable game against a bad Atlanta team. I agree that like you got to get home more, or you've got to create more turnovers. How about you don't let Austin Ekeler and their three-headed hydra of a running back committee dust you? Because that's the other thing. The Washington run game has made Jaden Daniels' job easier because they've run all over everyone. So on one hand, people have been like, the way you beat Washington is to run all over them. On the other hand, Washington's been doing a lot of running on everybody. And what have you not been able to do? What did you? I mean, you made Zamir White look like Herschel Walker in his prime. So that, like, I'm ready. I'm like, if the Browns defense doesn't show up and shut this Washington offense down, I don't give a rat's hooey how good they are. That's not what this is about. You're also great. So be great. Because if you're not, I'm using the F word next week to describe this defense. Not that F word. Everybody looked up like I was going to say that F word. I've not said that F word on air in a while or ever. I can't remember. But no, that's where I am. Like I'm on prove it territory. I'm on fraud alert. That's where I'm at.
So on top of the prove it and the fraud alert side of it, would you call this a gritty game? In the trenches, where they've got to really step up, get off the blocks faster, not be so slow to prove that they can push the offensive line and get to where they need to be?
Well, I think that is – I do think there's a catch-22 of if you bottle up the run, it's gonna make it harder for Jaden Daniels to do the thing of, I'm going to get this ball out in 2 seconds. You can't be bad at protecting the pass, bad against the run, and still expect your pass rush to get home. like you can't, that's one-dimensional football, and you become super easy to program against. So, yeah, I mean, I think, like, don't show me one side of the ball this weekend. Show me all three. And if you don't, that's fine. But then all of a sudden, I'm going to be where other people are saying, well, you know, maybe this just isn't our year. Like that. But now, again, at the same time, this is a win you can't put stock into.
No, very much so. So being able to win this game defensively and do just enough with Deshaun Watson being able to get off the snide a little bit more and prove that he has earned the right to have that money, I think is going to be a huge testament to both of them.
216-474-0092. Apparently, that guy in Cleveland actually put the word defense. We should go get a defensive player. And I, semi-literate, read offense. So apologies to our guy, that guy in Cleveland. The question we threw out to you guys is this a prove-it game for the defense? And it is way too early. It is entirely unnecessary. And yet somebody's doing it. And that leaves us to give you our first reactions on it. It totally involves your Cleveland Browns juice. Isaac, you guys stay there. 92.3 The Fan.